topic for today is Taninan. Gemara here, Chav Chazon Beis, tells us that the Makor for Chazakim Lashanim is Shorah Muad. It says the Gemara on the Ata, Chazaka Shem Matayna Ta'avi Chazaka. So the Shorah Muad, what is the Taina that he bought it? After 3 years, it should be his. Alama Tanan called Chazaka Shem Matayna, Eina Chazaka. The Mishnah says later on, you always need the Taina that I bought it. It's not enough to have the Chazakim Lashanim, you need the Taina. Taina Mai, Damina, Dilma Kada Amar. Says the Gemara, no, just a second. The fact that he's there for 3 years, you know, assumes that he had purchased it. But if he doesn't say he purchased it, we're not going to be towing it for him. So the Gemara says, we're not going to be towing for him. So that line, you know, sparked, you know, in me this thought, you know, is it true that we're never towing? So in fact, the Gemara tells us earlier in the Chaf Gimel, there are unique cases. Generally speaking, what the Gemara says here is correct. We're not towing. But the Gemara tells us that when the person had no way of knowing, you know, Yorish, person who gets Yerusha, so he doesn't know why his cousin was there for 3 years. He doesn't know that he purchased it before. So then, if he just says, I used Yorish it from this person, and he was there for 3 years, and then Taka, we say, we're towing, oh, Mistome's cousin bought it. We're towing for the Yorish, we're towing for the Lokeach. So just to see the Makar, the Gemara, the Mishnah, the Aleph, call Chazaka Shem Ataina in a Chazaka, Vahabam Mishum Yerusha in a Tzarech Taina. So there's a special din of Yerusha, you don't need a Taina. The Gemara questions there why we need to tell you that you need a Taina. Maybe if I'm sitting there for 3 years and I don't say I bought it, so mistama I bought it. Why didn't I say that I bought it? Because I lost the shtar. If I say that I bought it, tell me to show the star. Since I lost it, I didn't want to get involved. I didn't want to say I bought it. I was afraid they're going to ask me where the star is. I didn't realize that after 3 years I'm allowed to lose the star. Dilma shtara havelev irkis kigon ze psach pichel ilim would say psach pichel ilim will be towing for him. Kamashman, we don't. So yesh lachar, how does this din of taninan work? So you could say it's a kind of affirmative action. Here you have people who don't know, and they have a legitimate reason why they don't know, meaning they don't need to know. They don't need to know the history. So we'll be towing for them. We don't want to lose the case because they don't know, because they didn't need to know. So we'll be towing for them. The Rashbam there says, he's talking about a Yoresh. Yorish doesn't need a taina. Lomar heich ba'al liyad aviv. The ein adam baki b'karkos aviv heich ba'al liyad. The person doesn't know. L'chora doesn't need to know. And therefore, L'chora, you can spell it out, but L'chora it's some type of affirmative action. Tosus and Kitten has a similar formulation. I mean, again, he has a formulation. The Rashbam doesn't really say anything. The Rashbam just says he's not baki. I'm saying that means you don't need to, you know, it's not his fault. So this one given is a little more clear formulation. Mamon taninan mizuyaf l'nifra shelo b'fanav u'miyusami l'kuchos t'imlochin lo shavak t'chaye l'kol beria sh'yuchol kol e'adam lichtov shtar milve v'lachni meidim e'atzmu v'litrov shelo b'fanav u'miyusami l'kuchos. Meaning, lo shavak t'chaye l'kol beria, you need a situation, it's not fair. So because there's a concern that people are going to take advantage, there's a concern people are going to shelo kedin, try to take advantage. So Mela, we are towing for the Yoresh, we're towing for the Lokea. But there is another understanding. Again, it's a bit of a chiddush, because it's true we want to, you know, protect him, but we can't cause harm by protecting him. Meaning, Mehekatesi, the fact that we want to protect him gives us the ability to thereby potentially steal from the other side. This is, you know, what's so interesting with Dina Momonos. Meaning, Dina Momonos are always two tzadim, and you can't just be machmer. You know, you're a daya, okay, be machmer. Here, a chumra is a kula, and a kula is a chumra, and if I take from Reuven, I'm giving to Shimon. If I take from Shimon, I give to Reuven, the chula. So it is a chiddush, but there is this concept of tanin and lei, and it could be that it's a some type of affirmative action. Here, Taninan. So one side is it's affirmative, action. Second side, I think it's doing the iter. The iter says, "V'heichi the yorish mehemin b'migo, lokech mehemin b'migo." Just like the original person can make a migo, so too a yorish can make a migo. "D'cha dina islu, k'damina zesomeres tonina liyorish tonina lokech." The Gemara nami mehemin luhu kai d'dar v'kashta b'aliyasa arba shanin. The Gemara is a story of a person who was living in a city called Kashta in an attic. He was there for 4 years. Also, Mari, the guy says, the Mari comment says, "What are you doing here?" He says, "Well, you know, I bought it from somebody." The Amar Rava Kvase the Rav Abba Mistabra Diktani Hava Mishum Yerusha Eino Tzarech Tani. The Gemara's discussion over there, if we'll give this person, he could have said that he himself bought it, meaning he was there for 4 years. He has a chazaka 4 years. He doesn't need a shtar anymore. But he said the truth. He said, "I bought it from somebody," and he couldn't prove that person had bought it from the original Marikam. So says the Gemara, "Tainu d'loboi haraya boi." The Gemara's discussion there, whether or not you would say amigo in this case. So the second understanding I want to present of taninan, it's not that it's some type of affirmative action, but ma machar vishan l'sheni kol shchus to tov ol yado. So the lokeach, and likewise the yoresh, has the shchus that the morish had, has a shchus of the first owner. So it's some type, again, I'm not sure if this helps, but, you know, there's a famous chakira in the world of migo. Is migo give the person emanos? That, you know, mali l'shaker, if he really wanted to lie, he'd make the better taina. Or is migo what Vachana calls kol ha-taina? That since you have another claim that you could make, even though you didn't make it, that claim is a winning claim that gives you koach even to the claim you made, which is not a winning claim. So, likewise, the yoresh lokeach has a claim that he's not making, but he could have made it, meaning the Morish could have made that claim, the original owner could have made that claim, so the Lokeach is going to make a claim on his behalf. Mama Chalurishim call Lashedi call Skus Shetav Aliyah. So the Kovash Yurim, actually, when he formulates this tzad of Kolachataina, he discusses the world of Tanina, and he doesn't say that's why you're Toein, but he does discuss it, so I want to read it. Vitosavish Gitin Akati Niton Liasmi Paruahu Davu Neman Lomar Parua, but me God the Bazuyev. Avgav the dilidu lo tanina and mezuyev, v'lek amigo, yikomakom kevin dal avia nish migo tanina le shapir. So since the father has the migo, so the yoresh will be towing for the yoresh amigo. If you arrive behind the tanina lo echazarti mishur davia and hayo neaman amigo denensa, avgav lo tanina liyas binensa lo shchicha, yikomakom tanina le echazarti. What does it mean? Meaning the whole claim of migo, malu shakir, means Mazi, I'm telling the truth because if I was lying, I would have made a better time. Here they have no idea. They're in the dark. The anan tanina lo kesuma baruba doesn't make any sense. We're going to make a taina. It doesn't make any sense. Rather, says the Rav Chanan, "Aval im nomer davmigo yish koach shel taina acheres efsher lodun kain gam gavi yisomim the kama sheyacholun lifters asvam betainus mezuyev leish la osa koach gam betainus parua." So the Rav Chanan, if migo works based on emanos, it doesn't make sense that the yoresh is going to make the taina. We're going to give the yoresh the migo, because he doesn't really know, and we don't know. We're being towing for him. We certainly don't know. But if it's kochataina, maybe it would work. So the second side is that I'm going to call it over here kochataina. It's not exactly kochataina, and again, like I said, Rabbanan, even though he speaks of kochataina, doesn't say that's why tanina works. But I think that the iter is basically saying ma machar rishon l'sheni kol skoshiyesh liado. So the yoresh lokeach can make a taina, you know, even though, and we'll make it on their behalf. Let's see. Okay?
Yeah. Could you say it also, this depends on how we look at it, the need for time normally.
What do you
that
mean?
It could be that either you could say that time is essential to your case. So lack of a time is lack of is if your case is, you know, doesn't get off the ground without a time. So if that's the case, so then they also don't have a time. So the only reason why we should give it to them is for some type of, you know, some type of takana. But really, in a hanami, they should lose. As opposed to saying, it's not really that you need, you have other evidence, you don't really need a taina. Just if you could make a taina and you don't,
so it's a chisar.
So that chisar causes you to lose it. But for them, since they can't really, there's no chisar in it, so we basically give
right,
them
right. I think we're saying makes a lot of sense in this particular case of Cheskin Milshanim, which is probably what we should be analyzing. I'm taking it as a more broad sense. The Tanina doesn't apply only, you know, to the case of Cheskel Moshanim and Nivra Taina. So in this case, I think that you're 100% right that the more I say the Taina is fundamental, you know, so then it's harder to say, well, you want to say that if it's technical, what? If it's technical?
If it's technical, so then we'll give them the right, because there's no Pisarim for that. So
right.
Because there's no Pisarim, you basically will simulate the Taina.
Right. But if it's fundamental,
then unless there's a takana for them, like they don't have, they're missing.
Right, right. Okay. I agree. I'm just pointing out that this
concept
exists elsewhere as well. And then, you know, what a taina means here doesn't necessarily mean what a taina means somewhere else. You know, obviously. Okay. So I want to explore a couple of nafkaminas to this question. The first is the makor. It's interesting. The Gemara never actually brings a makor for this din. The Havamina on Mem Aleph is that we're always going to be towing, even a Chazak She'en Matayna, we're going to give it to him, because of Psach Picha Le'ilin. And Rashi, in Ksubas, revives that Makar, even though the Gemara rejects it. Aval Bishvil, Lekuchos, Danan Tanina, Dilma, Yavi Gavis, Minalove, Havi Tayin Le, Yishtava Li, Filparticha, Vesesh Voyahash, Anan Tanina, and Psach Picha Le'ilin. So Rashi revives it. The chinuch should say samechay. This week's parasha called Amana v'yosam lo sanun. There's a special iser to be ma'ane amana v'yosam. So the chinuch writes nimnanu, source number 10, milahachvi de ma'isa afilu b'divur al yosam el amanas. We have to be very sensitive to the amana v'yosamos. Shneamar kol amana v'yosam lo sanun. Aval kol maso matano shel odo imayim yevinachas v'chesed v'chemla v'yichu yachos lamamona. So the Chinuch quotes the din of Taninan in this particular iser of being ma'ane a yosom. Of course, the Mechas Chinuch jumps on him and says, just a second, the world of Taninan applies to Lokeach. The rule of Tanina applies to not just to Yasam, you make a person's cousin dies and leaves him Yerusha, but also to Tanina. So it's hard to say that it's connected to this din of Yasam. You know, the din of Yasam, let's say a person dies, you know, when they're 90 years old, so their son is 70. So we don't say that he's a Yasam, meaning emotionally he's a Yasam, but halachically speaking, this lav is when people are really, you know, young and minors, whatever. So either way, the Chinuch quotes this. As the makor for the concept of Taninan, which is interesting. Again, it's hard to imagine it's the only makor, but at least in certain cases, you have also this concept. So I was just wondering if these makoros might have some hashpa on how we look at the Taninan. Makor. So if this is a question of kolamana, you know, losa'anun, so l'chara, we're talking about, you know, affirmative action. Right? Kolamana, yasam. You have to be super sensitive to the needs of these underprivileged people. Psach Picha Le'ilim could also be that. You know, Psach Picha Le'ilim, he's Ilim, so he's Ilim, we have to be, you know, sensitive. But if you look at the Rid on that Pasuk in Mishlei, Psach Picha Le'ilim is a Pasuk in Mishlei, Lamed Aleph Ches, Psach Picha Le'ilim, Lemisha Timsa Pisayim, Sheish Lahem Din Im Hapikchim, Voshenim Yodim Lomer Tanoseyem, Luvar Divreyem Heim Afsidim Dinam, Afo Pisha Din Imohem. The Rid says, we know that they're telling that, we know that they're in the right, but they don't know how to articulate it. So we have a mitzvah to somehow help them, to be toin for them. ata pichal ilam lamdam lomar dina. So, I'm not sure, but I think the Rid might be telling you that it's like really, they're really in the right. Because if you take the firm action, so do we really know if they're telling the truth or not? Do we really know that they're in the right? No. We just don't want to take advantage of, so we make a taina for them. So, you know, really there's a question as to whether or not they're right. If you think it's called a taina, so ma machal rishon, is the shayni, calls kushir divada. So he's like, it's like, Vadai Tzodek. We really think, now again, the problem with this tzad, I didn't articulate it before, but if it's really called a taina, so why do we limit it to a yoresh and a lokeach? Meaning, even if a person, you know, like the Gemara on the Daf Aleph, he didn't say that he didn't make a taina, he just said that he's been there for 3 years. We don't. So it could be that really fundamentally he really should win. It's just that there's like a reyes, so the fact they didn't say it, you know, proves that maybe it's not true. We're not going to, like, you know, help him lie, because the fact they didn't say it, it's not true. So either way, what I want to tie in like this, that if it's, you know, called manav yosam osan, then certainly it's some type of form of action. We don't really know what the halacha is, but we give it to them anyway. Whereas if it's a kol ha-taina, there's a certain taina that the morish had, the first owner had, so l'keach, niyoresh, can use that. So then you might say, it's p'sach v'chal eilem, like the Rid's p'sach v'chal eilem, that the lashon of the Rid, af b'sha din imam. It's not that we don't really know. We know the din is imam, they just don't articulate it, so we're going to help them out. But I agree that the p'sach v'chal eilem could be pushed in this direction as well. You know, certainly it's not normal. Okay, second avenue. Question of whether or not the taina that Besin makes on their behalf is considered a taina as bari or a taina shem. So the Rosh says, "Exubis mastisin aitz astikar b'milu mishum d'havi bari bari almana nami chashvinan tainas yor." To give this situation, first Mishnah and second Exubis, person got married and then either got divorced or died. And now there's a question about the status of the ksuba, right? Misha erastani ne'anasti. So the woman wants to get a full ksuba of the besula. And the question is, in the case of almana, so who's tining? The yorshim, right? The yorshim of the husband are saying, no, she was a ba'ula. Do they know she was a ba'ula? So, Masdizin Azagar Mulil, Mishum Zahavi Bari Bari, but Almada Nami Chashvinan Tainas Hayorshim Bari, given the Taninan Liasme, Kol Ma Demotzi Avuon Lamita. So, the Rosh says that the husband's Yorshin were toying for them, that she was a Bu'ula, came in Taninan Liasme, it's Tainas Bari. So, he assumes that the Taina that the Bezin makes is considered Tainas Bari. But the Avdi Miluim, so number 12, quotes the Shita, quotes Rashi, who seems to understand that really, fundamentally, the Taina of the Bezdin, on behalf of the Yoresh, on behalf of the Lokeach, is only a Taina Shema, unless the Yoresh really says Bari. Right? Shita, the Kubet says, Rishperach Isha, Shinis Armala, Kasa, Vachihechi, the Baal, Ba'inan, Shiiton Bari, Lokiim, Elmana, Nehesatich. Well, Rashi, after the Inan Shiitanu came ahead. So the Avimulim learns from the Shikometas in Rashi that Sarich Shiitanu came the Hadia, meaning the Yorshi have to say explicitly that we know for sure that she was Amana and Nisatik, so she wasn't a Basula and the Ksuv was on her. So the question is the Taina that's made, we didn't Tanina consider a Taina as Bari or Shema? So it's the Rosh is a Furish that it's a Taina as Bari, and the Medayik and Rashi that maybe it's only considered a Taina as a Shema. So here too, L'chora, if it's something called a taina, so you can say, listen, he has the koach. So you'd say it's a koach, it would be a taina, it would be a bari. Whereas if it's a firm action, it could go both ways. It might be shema, right? Maybe we're not sure. We're saying maybe, right? Again, that's not what we're talking about. The person is going to be towing the affirmative action party. But certainly, the other side, it's Vade Hainas party. Another question. Can you be just machzik or even motzi based on Tanina? So the Rimagash is a tshuva where he says beforeish that you can only be machzik based on Tanina. Shuvaska she ain't anu toin ba'adi v'soni v'masha haya efshar levian liton im haya nimsa ela v'masha rotzim v'hotzi mitachas yidei asomi. They're trying to be motzi in the somi, and the somi want to be machzik. Kmo shtar kis, kiyotzi v'amishum d'lo mafkina v'mona v'tuse yade yasmi. We don't take out the money from the Yusomim if we're not sure. If there's some type of claim, we can help them out to hold on to the money. We won't be motzi, from somebody else to give to the Yusomim.
There's no special, dispensation for Yisomim. We're not going to say that Yisomim can motzi mamon shelo b'raya brura, and then for Tanin it only works lahach. But there is a Gemara in Ksuvus Lamvon Aleph that speaks about a case of a chereshes, rumini chereshes v'shote v'ayonis yisam knas. There's some stira if Chiresh has Tainas Pesulim, doesn't have Tainas Pesulim. Harag Mliel Harav Yeshua. Eme the Shabbos Mliel, Hecha de Katana I, Hecha de Lo Katana I, Mishamas Le, In, Keme the Mliel, Hemna, Konzeb Sach Pichel Ilemo. The Gemara seems to say that the Chiresh, who can't claim on her own that she's a Pesula, we're going to claim on her behalf that she's a Pesula. So, Tosu says, Pirish Bekontris, Yavi Pikachas Liton Ayatana Misherastani Nenasti. She's going to claim that she was a basula and she was, raped after the marriage and therefore she deserves 200. So, says Tosfos, Kasha Lurita, Heichi Taninan Lahachi Misofik Lafuke Yamona Kemen Di Lotana the Cheskas Gufa Isri. To have a sure shakul of anecha, right now she's not a basula, of Alcheska's mama on Leisra. So says Tosfos, how can Rashi say that we're going to be towing on her behalf to get the ksuba? That's lahotzi, and we don't say tanin lahotzi. Rashi sounds like you say tanin lahotzi. Again, you could say that it's just an ksuba. There is a question how to look at ksuba. Is ksuba really considered lahotzi? Maybe ksuba, like the money is an escrow or something. But the pashtus is that ksuba is lahotzi, and the pashtus Rashi seems to say that we're saying tanina lahotzi. How would this connect to the chakira? If tanina is some type of affirmative action, then lachora you'd say that what? Only b'hachzik. Whereas if it's really some type of kol katanina, so you might say that I think it makes sense to say that it's even. Agree, disagree? Okay. Now, just for the record, the pashas is that it is a tainus bari, and it's only lahachzik, which isn't such a problem, meaning, to say lahachzik is a very big chiddush. Also, in terms of Rashi, it's kind of odd, because Rashi, I've been living with Rashi, that it's considered only a Tainas Shema. Now we're saying in Rashi it's even Motzi, which would be just very odd. So again, you don't have to necessarily accept both Diukim, but like I said, the Pasha is it's Tainas Bari, and it's only Lahafsik, but that doesn't necessarily pose a problem, because I said before that affirmative action has to be a Tainas Bari, meaning it's not necessarily, the Tosu Ksubis Pehei speaks about Milsa Lashkicha. Avagav the Ilu Hayar of Misha Kayam Vartain Shali, who I am a heaven. Avagav the Lo Amid, Emer Mitzia Ashka, Matana Nasula, we call it Lotanina Yasme Milsa Lashkicha. Right? Ki heki dos hinei lei nansu b'sof perek hamokar zabai. So the Tosfos says you don't say taninan in a milsa d'lo shlicha. You don't say taninan. But the Ritva there quotes the Ramban, who says you do say taninan even in milsa shlicha. The kevin that you have avun kayam yochel neimer l'didi ninhum. Ana nami tanina liorshin tain liorshin call my the matzi tain nevuah. Ah, for bishet hosus omrim nils l'shchicha lo tanina lo. Hello, mashmalan. The chesiv neperek a gozel perek a mocher bishmo shel Rabbeinu Ramban. So the Ritva quotes the Ramban, says you can say tanina even by nils l'shchicha, even though it's very, you know, a far out claim. You can still say tanina in that case. So I also connect to the chakira, namely that if it's a some type of affirmative action, so maybe we're not going to go that far. We're not going to say lo niton in this lashkik. Whereas if ma machar rishon l'sheni kol shkushiyah lo, so we would say af nilsa de la. We would be able to tell him potentially. Yeah, it's not more rough, but I think it makes a good sense. Another case from our parak, Daf Lamed Aleph, the Rashba. Umaisa zeh, dezeh omer shalavosai, vizeh omer shalavosai. V'ha'aisi sadi da vasai, v'ha'aisi sadi da achlesh nechazaka. So we have two people saying it's theirs. One has a raya, the taka, the marikama, their father owned it. The other is a raya that he has shnei chazaka. Amar Rava, mali l'shaker, makom edim lo aminu. Kolomar v'zacha oso shevi edi avos. The person who springs edi avos, he wins. Now, the guy who said that he has a raya, that he's there for 3 years, if he just makes the claim that he bought it, it would be his. Right? He only brought a raya that he said Shalavosai, and he brings a raya that it was there for 3 years. Right? Now, he could make the claim he has a migo. He could have said that he bought it, and then it would be his. So who? So do we give it to him or not? Do we toin for him? So for toin liyoresh, this is a yoresh. He's saying that it was his father's, and he's proved he has a raya that he has there for 3 years. So he has a yoresh. So why don't we toin for him to say that you bought it? He's not really a yoresh because he's just his claim, but we have no proof that it was once shalavosav, and therefore this guy's a yoresh and he's not a yoresh, and if he's not a yoresh, we don't say tanina. But then says the Rashba, "Valkein nire yoser masha amru rabosei inu nochei nefesh de ein toani lo yoresh v'lo keach kol zman shu toin ba'atzma tainis bari." The whole din of Tanina, says the Rabosa of the Rashba, is when the Yoresh or the Lekayach doesn't know, he's not sure. But if he claims this is for sure what happened, so we're not going to say Tanina in that case. Tchotan is Yoresh or Lekayach b'shemahin. V'zesh atoyen shalavosai tainas baritan. Shalayol lomar ela miavosai yereshtiyan. So if he makes a claim, we're not going to change his claim. So here too, I think it might be connected to the Chakir. I ta'an ve'atzmo bari. He made a different claim. Can we still say tanina to give him a better claim? Again, in this case, he's saying, you know, avosai. And he's saying, it was there for 3 years. The question is, can we say tanina to say that I bought it? So, I thought maybe this is totally in the Chakira as well. How so? If it's a question of affirmative action, So Lachara, he's claiming Bari. The whole thing of affirmative action is that people don't know. They're in a situation where they couldn't have known, they didn't need to know. So we'll say, we'll help you out. But he's claiming. So Lachara, he's claiming Bari. So Lachara, Monita. The opposite? Yeah, what do you want to say?
I would have a super action, so in a Ram, he's being telling already, but nonetheless, that's like the whole point. We should make, you know, the claim for them. Like, at the end of the day, like...
And this side.
So maybe then, I would have thought if it's called Katayna, so that's... If he doesn't make any Katayna, so we can basically give him the status of...
I think that's what I wanted to
but
say.
But if he made a Katayna,
right.
So... Like,
right. Here it's questionable, meaning we're not sure how far we're going to push it. And right, that's what I wanted to say. Thank you. That if it's called a taina, so if you're making a taina, so we're not going to give you, you know, the other taina. You know,
is that true?
But why is that true? Because in regular called a taina, we don't say that. Meaning.
That's amigo, but here the whole
point is. You're saying in amigo, we would say taka whatever you could have said gives you koch, but this is not amigo. Second. I don't remember what here.
Because I thought he was saying something like, I mean, I can hear you saying it either way, honestly, but because like the Rasmus Lachan is that like typically Tainas, like we give him a Taina Shema.
Right.
This guy's making a Taina Svari. So if we would only give him a Taina Shema, how can we say that we'll apply a Taina Shema when he's making a Vari? So you could have said that, you know, either way, I think.
Is it almost like either way?
I'm not sure. I would have thought, though, that.
You think the pashtus would be that if it's affirmative action, so we're not going to. Maybe you'll go out of song.
If you start then, you know, as we're lining up, it makes much more sense. And again, you're not forced to say that about the times of already, but, you know, it makes more sense that way. His whole point is saying, no, typically, Tanina is a Shema.
Right.
So instead of making a Bari, we're not going to give him this other claim.
Right. Okay. I think that makes sense. It's only not Just a couple of more afkaminas, very briefly. The Ritz von Ksubis, Peches, can you be towing for a Yoresh against the Yoresh? They're both in a situation of, affirmative action, if you will. Shema'ina mihacha, the Yisomim, mina Yisomim, lo yifru ela b'shvua. Peresh avagav, lo amri idach ishtabalan, because of Haravala Itur, the Dafka the Tani Idach Amar Lanu Ava Parati Amina and Basam. Halavahi lo taninan lohosh ain't twani liorish ze lchovasa shall yorish ze. So the Itur, according to the Rash in the Ritva, says we're not gonna say taninan for a yorish negative yorish. Right? Lo taninan lohu ain't twani liorish ze lchovasa shall yorish ze. So, is that true? I mean, the first day seems to argue. So, if it's a question of affirmative action, so you might say, we're not going to say affirmative action if they're both in need. So, we'll just leave it, you know. Whereas, if it's a koka taina, so at the end of the day, there's a taina. So, it's true, they both are yorshim. But we'll still give the claim, and we'll make him take a shvu. So, I think it's another nafkamina. Yoresh. Negev Yoresh. And again, if it's a firm action, we'd say one Niton. Whereas if it's Kokataina, we'd say Niton. And lastly, the question of Ashvoz Hesis. The Ritva I just read assumed that we can be towing in order to Mashmiya somebody. Is that so Pashut? So that's a Machlokas we showed him. It could be totally in other Nachmin, as I mentioned. We only are Mashmiya Shvuas Hesis by Tainas Bari. So it could be that whether or not you can generate a Chi of Shvuas Hesis through Taninan is totally in whether or not the Taninan is a Bari or a Shema. If it's Bari, yes, and if it's a Shema, it's really not. But it's not, it could also be whether or not we consider it Lahotzi, meaning, you know, is making the person take a Shvuah consider al pidin like lahotzi or is it considered lahachzik? That could be part of the issue. But I thought maybe it's also totally in the sechir again. It's not muksan and hukrach. Nafkamina being kases. And I wanted to say that again, could be it's totally in whether it's bari shemas or it's you know machzik or hotzi. But maybe that if it's you know affirmative action, so we're not going to go that far. Again, but if it's kolkataina, you might say the opposite, I guess. But potentially that would not be. So we catch what we saw here: two understandings how this din of tanina works. Is it some type of affirmative action? Is it some type of kolkataina? And a couple of nafkaminas to this chakira. The Seder. Okay.